Okay, Madam Chair, board members, what we're going to do is, because 17 and 18 are our closing items, we're going to jump to our addendum items. So that would be starting with item number 19, and that is the administrative update. This item is informational.
All righty, Mike, take it away.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I have submitted a report. I apologize for submitting it late, but we wanted to make sure that I had a final meeting with CMS before I sent out too much of a celebratory message. So you have my report before you. The summary is we are officially completely systems improvement agreement free. We are a post systems improvement agreement hospital. It's very exciting. So something like 23 months we invested in this project, and Matt Fortman is going to pull together a financial report on the cost of the SIA for the next meeting, but it is in our rearview mirror, and I will tell you that we are not going to stop. We're not done. We're going to continue all of those improvements that we've discussed, as evidenced by our QAPI meeting, which happened this past week, and it didn't even come up, frankly, that the SIA had been completed. The items, the attention to detail, the audits, all those things continue to happen. So there are so many people to thank. In your county emails, you've been CC'd on my all staff message. It's just, there's so many people to thank. I'm going to call out specifically here, Linda Oshis. I mean, this was a huge, she did most of this. This was her thing. Dr. Schneider as well. He had many areas and items and time. And then I have to call out publicly Amy Lorenz, who stepped in when Jen Bergerson left and just assumed a role that she had done many, many years ago as director of social work. There were others. I think I've called people out specifically, but Kristen Marks stepped into a role when Demetrius Anderson left and took over as our quality lead. Shannon Dewey stepped over very graciously from her role in CARS and became a leader in our inpatient social work staff. There's so many others, and again, I always hate to name names because it's easy to lose track of people, but medical records and pharmacy and all the ancillary services and just every person, the nurse managers, Steve Ellison is our assistant director of nursing. I mean, so many people put in thousands of hours on this project. So I'm just thrilled to be able to report to you today that we've successfully cleared it. And it just proves that we can do anything when we set our minds to it. So that is my report. And I again, just a shout out, the board's been amazingly supportive. I think the SIA had significant benefits to our programs long-term, long after the hospital would be closed, because we learned how to look at these things more objectively and to really focus on patient outcomes, patient safety, and quality improvement, and really have a new framework that has been completely embraced and will live long beyond the SIA. So again, there you go. I'm so proud of my team. Not everybody who gets in an SIA completes it. And certainly with all the other issues around staffing and the global pandemic and the fact that we're closing soon, all those things would have been stacked against us. But this team never missed a beat. So thank you.
You have a great team, Mike.
Thank you.
You have a great team.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that this is just the dark cloud passing, right? So that this is great. And thank you for, calling out specific names, even though I know that list is far bigger. But you really, your team is phenomenal.
And then one little add-on, I'm told, I talked to Jen Bergerson yesterday, Granite Hills has verbal approval on their hospital license application. So they are imminently able to start admitting patients and move forward with their program. So they had their in-person visit yesterday at Granite Hills. So that future we talked about earlier is in motion. So
Mike, when are we going to have a party then?
Well, that's a great question. We want to do something. We're going to do something for the staff. We're kind of milling around. We'd love to celebrate. It's just the pandemic. I know. Everything is kind of tricky. So if anyone has an idea, I'd love to do something that we could appropriately celebrate in social distance and the like. So I'm all ears. If you have an idea, shoot me an email. We'll do it.
Maybe we all can wear bubbles or something.
Face helmets.
Right.
Any other comments for Mike?
You did a great job, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You steered a steady ship. There were a few minutes that I thought you might fall off the edge. I mean, it really you got close to the edge there for a minute or so. And, I mean, there was a moment or two that we had to make some big decisions as a board about how much we were going to spend.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, and some of us thought about jumping off that ship here or there, I think.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. That was a big ouch, as I recall, from the finance aspect of things. But like you said, Mike, there were a lot of learnings, I think, from all of that. Tom?
Yeah, I just want to beat the drum about the value of an outside consultant on an ongoing basis. It doesn't have to be a $1.3 million spend. I think it even went higher than that. But I know in our eye care experience and other plans too, have retained an outside resource to always sort of help us keep an eye on quality and compliance issues. And so we probably should make room for that in our budget on a going forward basis. I think eye care spend annually was around $40,000. And it was, monthly meetings, quarterly meetings with an outside auditor to keep us on our toes. And we weren't the only one. Other plans did it too. And it's probably a good practice to just to have an outside view of what we're doing. And so just want to vote for that and recommend it. Something to look at.
Thank you, Tom. Any other comments for Mike?
When's the party?
When's the party, right?
To be determined, Rachel. Okay. To be determined.
Okay.
Because it truly is something to celebrate.
Yes.
Thank you. Jody, I think we can move on to the next item.